Let's go ahead and open our Bibles up to Ephesians chapter 6. It's been a sweet, sweet time, and God will have us here, I believe, if he tarry, for a few more weeks. Can you imagine just a little bit more to know? But we've been having a good time. I guess this is Bible study number 26 in here on the masterpiece of grace in Ephesians. And it could never be exhausted, my goodness, you know that. And I thank the Lord that's what a body like unto his own is for, and that's what the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness to us who believe forever and ever is for. And I believe this is just going to go on, as the Word of God tells us, forever and ever. Those mercies of the Lord, it says, endure forever. So we thank God together. But last week we ended up starting into this precious encouragement that we have the whole armor of God. It's been given to us, and it's been put on us by the grace of God. We went through that so sweetly, and I encourage you to listen to it if you didn't get it. I think it would do good for you, understanding how faithful your God is. But it's essential to have the whole armor of God. And let's do remember, this is God's armor, and we're thankful for that. We know we have no defense against the enemy of ourselves, but we know with what God has given, the devil doesn't have a chance. And we need it to fight a good fight of faith. We need it for a good warfare. Without it, brothers and sisters, and without all of it, we will not be able to finish and win this race to win Christ. And let's know this, that God does absolutely purpose, and he intends and allows the devil, when the Lord tells the devil to do it, or opens that, or takes up the hedge, if you will, or lifts up the hedge, not to get at us to defeat us, but the Lord uses that to prove that I thank God, just the simplicity, we're confident in the grace of God that's with us. That devil doesn't have a chance against the grace of God that is with us. If he be for me, who could be against me? And that's he that is full of grace and truth. And I want us to really understand that, because we're in this realm of grace, but we need to be encouraged always in this truth. That's why it says to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Brothers and sisters, how can we neglect so great salvation? Amen. And I thank God for this great salvation. I mean, you talk about the extent of this salvation. Yes, we're saved and eternally secure. But the salvation of our Lord, even to salvation with eternal glory. I mean, thank you, Jesus. And truly, brothers and sisters, in him, think about even the healing. By his stripes we are healed. He is the Lord thy God that healeth how many of your diseases? All our diseases. All of them. So we have this complete assurance. This assurance of keeping. This assurance, praise God, of this wondrous truth that defends us. Keeps us safe. Encourages our heart. Always keeps us going on. And we thank the Lord once again. I will not fear what man can do unto me. But God allows and purposes the enemy to do these things. We know what the enemy's ploys are. All he can do is steal, kill, and destroy. That's the truth. And there's going to be one of two things we're going to yield to in this life. We're either going to yield to God or we're going to yield to mammon. We're either going to be led around by the things of this world, which will come at us in our senses. You understand, we spoke of that last time we got together, where it was so sweet that the Spirit led our precious Jesus out into the wilderness. There was an encouragement that had to happen for us. And he was allowed to be tempted, and he was shown that in Christ and in the Word, the devil doesn't stand a chance. We saw that it was all the things that get at us, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, all of those things. He showed us very sweetly and completely that in me you have complete victory. I have defeated that Satan. Now, we trust God for this. So when we understand what the enemy is going to do, he's going to try to get us to lust after the things of this life and not of faith. He's going to try to get the things of this life and the lust of this life to reign upon us and not this wonderful faith to work in us. What the enemy wants us to do, brothers and sisters, and especially those of bridal truth, he wants you to put down that crown. He wants you to leave that first love. He wants to defeat you in any way he can. And brothers and sisters, with that we understood and we saw the way he gets us is with compromise. And I was encouraged of the Lord. We think of compromise as one thing, meaning the truth, which is everything. But within that truth, I want you to understand as well too, God help us never to compromise love. We can have all truth, and we want to have all truth. We need all truth. God's given it to us. You receive that by the Holy Ghost, amen? That's what the Holy Ghost was sent for, that wondrous encouragement to lead us, yea, into the deep things of God. But we understand and we'll be encouraged tonight that it's truth in love that we grow up into him in all things. And see, the enemy can come at us, even though we have this wondrous truth, he can get us to compromise love. And that's the truth. We can be cold. We can be arrogant. We can be proud. We can be in a sense that, well, I know and nobody can tell me a thing. That again, I lay down my track and I just have such great faith, I'm moving mountains. How about without love, it profits you nothing? Amen. And all of those things. So I want us to really take that to heart, brothers and sisters. And I thank God that, and I can say myself and those that have been in this meeting for years, the Lord had given us a pastor that always encouraged us in the love of Christ, that always encouraged in this meeting to not quench the Spirit, to stir up the gift that is within us, and to not let that grow dormant. And I thank the Lord that that's not from him. That was from the unction of the Lord. That was the grace of God that was with him. And from this wonderful truth in love that said, follow Paul as he followed Christ. So we thank God tonight, brothers and sisters, that we also know that the enemy, and, you know, again, not getting us to compromise and to go after the things of the world, I get that. But let's not fool ourselves that this is trying to live a perfect life of the flesh. Many times we get into trying to live a perfect life in the flesh, and we think that that's the check on the box that finishes it up. Well, I know all truth. I know this wonderful bridal message. So now I'm just going to just get this all right and fine and everything, and I just turn right back into the lust of the pride of life. Amen. And that's the truth. Once again, brothers and sisters, this is realizing. This is realizing this truth and this wonderful armor, the whole armor of God. You have to remember and realize, brothers and sisters, we have every sin in this flesh. There isn't one sin that is not in your flesh. It's sinful flesh. We need to understand and really embrace, but for the grace of God, there go I into any lust of the flesh. And I thank the Lord so much for the testimony of them that have gone before us. There wasn't anybody who had a sweeter heart than David. David had a heart that was after God's very own heart. Don't you want a heart after God's very own heart? I pray we do have a heart after God's very own heart. An anointed of the Lord, thank you God for his anointing upon our life. But God showed him. God had to show him. David would have been the proudest of men. Just like the Lord did with the Apostle Paul. Paul, I'm sending a messenger of Satan to buffet you, son. This isn't something that you're going to just think, oh, in his faithfulness he afflicted me. Oh, yes, it is. In my faithfulness, the Lord will send a messenger of Satan to buffet you. And we know who Satan is. He is the tempter. And let me tell you something. He sticks you with that thorn. You know that that's a tempting. And a very severe one. And just as David was shown of himself, brothers and sisters. Oh my goodness. I got adultery that was running in here. I've got lust of the flesh that's running in here. I've got murder that's running in here. The man after God's very own heart. And that's all the word of God. I still have a burden in my heart. And I'm just going to be real open with it. Because I know how God had to bring me to this place. There's ones in here that still have not gotten that. They're still looking down upon people. They're still critical. Let God deal with you. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. You do not. And this is something that we're right there at the end of this. Right there at the beginning of everything. So brothers and sisters, we must trust in the whole armor of God and not us. We need to believe, praise God, that we need it at every turn and every moment. And to understand this so sweetly, and I thank the Lord for it, as David did. If he be for me, who could be against me? He knew the Lord was on his side. He knew that he was the God that would pluck his feet out of the net. He was the one who rejoiced, oh, the Lord my God, who delivers me out of all my trouble. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He was the one that even said, oh, Lord, when I make my bed in hell, thou art there with me. Do you think he knew and he come to know what was in that flesh? And I believe it was written, there wasn't a king like him. He was the benchmark. The mark of mercy. The height of grace. The champion, praise the Lord, of trusting the Lord's armor. Amen? And see, that's what that is. The perfection of the love of Christ, the perfection of grace, not the perfection of your flesh. You put on the whole armor of God, that doesn't mean you're not going to make a mistake. That doesn't mean you're not going to fail. Matter of fact, it means you are. Because it's going to be exercised. And when the Lord sends that messenger of Satan to buffet you, because let me tell you something, we're going to suffer in like manner as Paul did, because that's what the Word of God says. Amen? You better have the whole armor of God on when he sends the messenger of Satan to buffet you. Huh? Well, I thought all his arrows fall to the ground. Well, they do. His ploys and all of those different things. But if the Lord intends him to give you a beating, if the Lord intends for him to give you a thorn in that flesh, let me tell you something. That armor's working. See, the armor sustains and it keeps. The armor doesn't just put you in a lotus land of ease and nothing's ever going to shake you or hit you. Oh, it's going to. It's assured. But the armor keeps you. Amen. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. All right, now. He's getting somewhere with us, praise the Lord. Now, we know that even when I believe not, he abides faithful, doesn't he? That's what the armor is. That's the armor of God. That's always quickening your heart. The armor of God isn't, well, I'm such a good Christian and I never fail. And you need to really mark me. No. The armor is, again, even when I believe not, he abides faithful. That's the armor of God. The armor is, he's going to perform the good work which he's begun in me. And that he will do it. The armor is I'm committing it all to him to keep that against that day. The armor is that he's going to perfect that which concerns me. And that means everything. And the armor is that I know that all things work together for my good. Praise God, because the armor protects my heart. I love the Lord. And thanks be to God, that armor of God allows me to wear that crown. And the armor of God, praise God, allows me to live a life winning. Winning. Praise the Lord. Now, in this sixth chapter, let's go ahead and read with this first piece of the armor here in verse 14. It says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." And we'll stop right there. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Brothers and sisters, without the truth, there's nothing. There is nothing. The truth is the foundation of everything. The truth, Alpha, Omega, beginning, end. Amen. The truth, strength, hope, foundation, shield, buckler, hallelujah, high tower, rock, all comes from the Word of God. All of that, every bit, praise God, of this armor is truth. And it all comes from truth. And I want you to think of this. That truth, praise God, is the foundation which holds everything together. It's always the truth. And I want you to think of it this way. We're going to talk about the breastplate of faith. We're going to talk about our feet shod with the gospel, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, all of these different things. But let's think of this with this precious truth. The breastplate of righteousness. How did we get that righteousness? Huh? We were made righteous in what? In Him. Truth. The truth made you righteous. You go on to thinking about your feet shod with the gospel of peace. What is that gospel? It's truth. Amen. We speak of the shield of faith. Well, praise the Lord, we know this. There is no faith to behold without truth. Because faith comes by hearing the truth. So everything comes from and is from the Word of God. It has to be the Word. The Word is everything. The Lord help us to go after the Word, to hear Him, to hear the truth, and to understand that this is our life, this is our sustenance, this is everything to feed upon. So in that, we can conclude that the truth is the foundation of it all. And I thank the Lord, as it says, having thy loins girt about with truth. What the Word of God is expressing here is it's like a soldier, and that's exactly what we are. But the soldier, and especially the Roman soldier, would put this girdle on. And the girdle had fasteners. And every bit of the armor would be fastened to that truth. Or that girdle, I should say. But it's the truth. Every bit of the armor of God is fastened to the truth. See, it's the foundation of everything, brothers and sisters. And I thank God this whole expression, loins girt about with truth, it translates a precious word, ready. Ready. Not get ready. Not trying to be ready. It translates ready. That's what the truth will make you. That's only what the truth can do. You have to have the truth. And thanks be to God, I praise the Lord, this girdle, hallelujah, fastens all the pieces of the armor and holds it right in place. The truth, by Him, all things consist and hold together. Amen. It's His love. It's the truth that constrains us. I thank God that in all of these things, we look right to the truth for every single answer. You have, brothers and sisters, and we have been given all truth. Amen. Amen. The very purpose of God. So I thank the Lord as we see this having put on. And this where it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Do you see the whole counsel of God upon your life? Do you know how blessed we are? How complete and thankful to God that, Lord, I'm clothed with all of it. And Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that we know him. And we know that that's his purpose, is that we would know him. And he has revealed himself to us. And that veil has been written twain. And we go into the depth of that holy place. And I thank the Lord that he does. He has revealed all of these things to us. And brothers and sisters, this all truth girded about us is this armor now that's going to work in full power. But I want us to really understand as we begin in this verse, what is the very first thing it tells us? Stand. Stand. In order to stand, brothers and sisters, you need to be still. You need to be still and to know that he is God. When you're standing and is standing in this word stand, it means to be not moved. And as the word of God says, wherewithal stand. I loved how Joshua, he said, we stand, withstand, and having done all to stand. And in that, brothers and sisters, we're not moved. We receive the purpose and the working of God. When we stand, brothers and sisters, we're not doing a thing. When we stand, brothers and sisters, we're letting grace have her perfect work. And grace then takes the truth and brings that fullness of the working of the truth in our lives. The problem that we have, the problem with most Christians, is they don't want to stand. It's not in our nature not to be doing something. We always want to add to. We always think we have a better idea, maybe have a different way. But the Lord says, I am thy God. I thank the Lord how the Father even had to shut down the disciples. And brothers and sisters, we can get so euphoric, even when we're in such a godly event and in a godly environment. You think about there they were, so encouraged of the Lord. They saw the vision. They saw Christ and the prophets. And what did they want to do? Well, we're going to go ahead and build 3 altars. It seemed like such a good idea. They were such encouraged brethren, so spiritual. And they're going to go out there and do, and bam, God shut that down. Matter of fact, he had to give them life again. He shut it down so much. And that's the truth. But when they came to, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. Those prophets were gone. The only one that was there was Jesus. It's the truth. It's not feeling. It's not emotion. And brothers and sisters, we need to know the word of God. I thank the Lord that we have Bibles and we have Bible study. I thank the Lord. I appreciate it. And I heard Brother Hill say it twice to someone. I want to do this. And one was Precious Lydia. She was all excited when she came into church. And there's her sweet daughter back there and son-in-law. And she was all ready to go do something. And he said, you just sit down and listen. Sit down and listen. And I think we have to remind ourselves time and time again, don't we, brothers and sisters? We need to sit down and listen. We get anxious. And the Lord said, be anxious for nothing. When you start to get anxious, pray. Be still. Get down on your knees. Ask the Lord, Lord, help me to be still. You start to get thinking that you got to be doing something. I don't like this situation. Brothers and sisters, pray. Just be still and ask the Lord, come in. That's a time that you'll grow. But it's a very, very concerning time, because a lot of times we get to use in our brain and we can get in a very bad way. So I want you to think about this as well too. Standing doesn't seem like a very pleasing thing. It doesn't seem like something is very exciting in your life. A lot of times I will express this to you. Going on and running the race doesn't necessarily look very exciting to the world. It's the truth. He'll strip you pretty much of everything, and he will. He's just a God that's like that. He's going to show what you love. He's going to prove you. And I thank God, remember, it's his working. It's what he did in your heart. It's the heart, praise God, that he knew and would feed and grow. And I thank the Lord for that. But do we not want to be in that church of Philadelphia? Amen. Do you want to be in that church of Philadelphia? Amen. For those who don't know much about that church of Philadelphia, it's that one of the seven there. And I thank God, there's another one called Smyrna, and they're also Smyrna and Philadelphia. They're part of the bridal company. Oh, yes, they are. The Smyrna saints are the ones that have, in a sense, passed away or died up until the coming of the Lord. But I sure would like to live to the coming of the Lord. I'd love to just be walking around here thinking about Jesus with you. And boy, we heard that. And it wasn't even a half a twinkling of an eye. And we're just praising God. Oh, with crowns that appear. Oh my, what that's going to be. But see, that church of Philadelphia, you know what it says about them? I'll make you pillars in the house of the Lord. And I told you about pillars if you haven't seen too many of them. You ever seen a pillar move? You don't want to see a pillar move. But pillars don't move. They just stand. And they stand right on that foundation. And it's amazing the usefulness that they have to that foundation. Because oftentimes they're holding other stuff up. But once again, all because of the foundation that they're standing upon. It's a marvelous thing what he's doing with us, isn't he? So brothers and sisters, I think we should hope to attain and to, Lord, help us to be motionless pillars. Praise God. Now, I want you to see that is why the only thing that the Holy Ghost can do is this precious encouragement of bringing this love and desire in our lives, brothers and sisters, to just stand. It has to be the power of his might that would do that. It has to be something that is first love that would have us to endure and to truly be patient and wait upon the Lord. And we know that all truth, as the Word of God tells us, comes from the Holy Ghost. And this is why the infilling of the Holy Ghost is so vital and so important. Without the infilling of the Holy Ghost, you cannot be led into all truth. You cannot receive it. I thank the Lord. Jesus said that to his disciples. Let's go on over there anyways, over to John 16. You know how the Lord told them, he said, you know, I've got to go, I've got to send him. I got to send him. And in John 16, let's go ahead and read from verse 7. And this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Very soon, he's going to give himself to be crucified. And he said, nevertheless, I tell you, and I tell you what? The truth. Isn't that beautiful? Because he is the truth. That's all he can tell it. It's expedient for me, it's profitable for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter or the Holy Ghost will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, isn't that so beautiful? When he is come, he will reprove. He'll expose the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Now listen to this. I have yet many things to say unto you. And I thank the Lord. Let him speak that to your heart, just like he was speaking there to the disciples. And I thank the Lord that this struck me as a young person before I had received the infilling of the Holy Ghost. I could see my life sitting there just like those disciples. The Lord speaking to me all those years, thanking the Lord how I knew Jesus, my precious friend. How wonderful to be singing the hymns and having the fellowship. But I could hear him speak this directly to my heart. I was 10, 11 years old. The word of God is that powerful. The Lord is that wonderful to have even a child to understand. And he said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you can't bear or understand them now. You can't even receive them, even if you tried. You don't have the capacity. This cannot happen. We have to give you, I have to send to you the one that, and the only one that can do it. And he says it, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, that's who he's going to send. And he said, he will come to you. He will what? Guide you into all truth. And this is the importance of it. This was the absolute power that was necessary and needed, was the understanding of the I am that I am. Jesus wants us to know him. Amen. He wants us to know him. He wants us to know this truth. This isn't just our birthright. This is him. And we're of him. We're of him. We're in him. This is what we grow up into, is him. And the only way to grow up fully into him in all things is to know this truth. And is to have this truth alive and working. And thanks be to God, he gave us the very power of his might to quicken this in our lives. That it takes it from a head knowledge and it puts it in your heart. This is what has us to come on a Wednesday night. I believe it is. This is what, thanks be to God, these things I thank the Lord. How many decades have we heard this passage and read this in our homes and rejoiced in this and can say, yes, I know. But is not the Holy Ghost quickening you tonight? And is it not needful? Is it not needful? Lord be to God, it isn't those that know and remain. It's them that are alive and remaining. They're alive. There's a quickening going on. There's this passion. It's current. It's now. It's real. It's here. It's not something I heard back when and, oh, I just know it back there. It's today. It's new. He's calling. And the word is the only thing that does that. And here we have the Holy Ghost. And he tells him, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he will, not might, he will guide you into all truth. And he has. And he does. And he continues to take us along. Thanks be to God. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Oh my, what he's shown us. Amen. Oh, what's to come? I don't wonder what's coming. I know what's coming. Amen. I thank the Lord. Praise God. And I'm looking up. And it's nigh. Oh, praise his name. He shall glorify me. I see the Holy Ghost doing it right now. The working of the truth in you by the power of the Holy Ghost glorifies him. The woman is the glory of the man. Praise be to God, you're it. These little earthen vessels. Worn, torn, but on fire. Sometimes a little downtrodden, but yet we know the truth. We know whom, who has called us, who has chosen us. We know his plan, we know his heart, we know his mind. We know the love of Christ. Amen. And I love this. We know the love of truth. Amen. You know the love of truth. And you're the love of truth. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. And I think what we've been shown and how he started off this precious masterpiece of grace in Ephesians, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Every bit of what is being shown to us is what you already have. You have it. You have everything. You have that armor. You have the promises of God, which are yea and amen. You have them. And what he does is he shows them to you and he brings them out. And it's not just something, again, that your ears heard. It's now mine eyes have seen. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. That's the enlightened eyes of understanding, saints. And this need, this wonderful need is, as we started here in Ephesians, what did it say? Be strong, or finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and what? The power of his might. Be strong in the truth and in the Holy Ghost. He said here, all things that the Father hath are mine, therefore shall I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. He'll make it known what you have in Christ. Brothers and sisters, we have all truth. I thank God that he said, I will send him. I'm thankful we have the guide, we have the insurance that this is ours. And even the more as we go back and see this verse 14, it says, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. There's something about the loins which again speak of love in such an intimate and a deep way. Loins speak of basically the procreative part of our being. It speaks of the fruitfulness. It speaks of that wife for the Lamb of God. The wife is necessary to bring forth the fruit for the husband. We thank the Lord that without the husband, the fruit would not come forth, but without the wife, the fruit would not come forth. We're speaking of this glory for him. We're speaking, praise God, of this fullness of God that requires our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, to have his queen, to have his wife, to rule and to reign together with her. And that's why it is the Holy Ghost, truth and love, that fulfills this perfection, this girding about of truth about our loins. I want you to go back over to Ephesians 3 and let's read this. I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but let's begin reading from Ephesians 3 in verse 16. It says there that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might, again, by the Holy Ghost in the inner man. You want this strengthening power? You want this working power? It comes one way, by the Spirit of the Lord, that working power. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That's what happens here. I want a dwelling in life of believing God, in the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost. That ye being rooted and grounded in love, and only the Holy Ghost can take that love and shed it abroad in our hearts. And may be able to comprehend with all the saints. See, only the Holy Ghost can give me that love for you and you for me. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. And that again is that compromise. I say that can be so subtle. The enemy wants to bring that compromise of love in so quickly. Because without perfect love, you will not win. You will not win. And don't fool yourself. How can you say you love him when you don't love the brethren that you see? God help us. Wake us up. It's in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Huh? I think it's on us. But we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, to know the love of truth. And there it is. To know the love of truth. And this is what the Lord is telling us, that our loins would be girt about with this truth. Hallelujah! That we would know the love of truth. And only by hearing all truth in love, brothers and sisters, will the faith of the bride, the faith of that wife for the Lamb of God, grow up into him in all things. Without hearing the bridal message, brothers and sisters, we will not have faith to believe it, to be in it. You must hear it to know it. You must hear it to believe it. And I thank God, as he said, as thou hast believed, hallelujah, so be it done unto you. And what you believe in the truth will be revealed and grown in you. Oh, amen. Turn on over to 1 Peter. And see, brothers and sisters, this is the delight. I thank God it's all by faith. But you can't have faith without hearing the truth. And without hearing all truth, you can't have the faith for all truth. You will only have faith in what you hear. And you need to hear it. And you need to continue to hear it. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, here's what Peter is encouraged of the Lord to tell us. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. My goodness. He wants that procreative fruitfulness everywhere going on. The loins of our mind, to understand, my goodness, we're the wife for the Lamb of God. That's the encouragement we have. And what does that bring? Be sober. You're serious with it. And it gives you hope to how long? Just a moment? To the end. To the end. To the end. For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh my, the grace that's going to be brought to us, and the grace of God that is with us, and the exceeding riches of his grace, which will continue forever and ever. Oh my goodness, what grace will be revealed to us at the appearing or the revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I need that girt about. I need it on always. Brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, we need to really know the truth and stay in the truth, be encouraged in the truth moment by moment. And thanks be to God by the power of the Holy Ghost, who will bring in the love. Not by my might, not by my working, not by my diligence. I'm so thankful if you've got study time, that you say it's 6 a.m. all the time, or 8 a.m. or 6 at night, or whenever it is. But don't you ever get prideful in that. Don't you just do that because it's something out of repetition or rote. Don't. You hit that, praise be to God, just like the Lord brought us in here for Bible study. It's love time. We got a dinner date. This is exciting. Lord, what do you have for me? What are you going to show me today? Praise the Lord. I understand it's seek and ye shall find. I get that and all of that. But I know who shows it unto me. It's the Holy Ghost. Everything. Do you see the difference? And Lord, help that joy to be in my heart. Help that to be such just passion and love that, Lord, it's a joy. You want me to go in there with gladness and thanksgiving. I don't go in there like, oh my goodness, I got to go to my, you know, sixth hour class. Or I'm going, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got to go to history. Oh, I got to go to literature or whatever. No, 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 no. This is a joy. It's a privilege. Amen. And we need to ask the Lord to encourage our hearts, because we don't have a natural desire for this. We don't. But he He brings the joy. He is the joy. You don't. You say, well, I don't feel this love or whatever. Trust him. He'll bring that love to you. He'll quicken it. And there'll be times, I'm telling you, all that have this heart for God that he's given you. And I thank God, I believe there's a whole collection of them in here tonight. You know that there's times, brothers and sisters, you might be going through one right now. It can feel like you're in a desert of deserts. I mean, you're like in a room and it's just, it's dense, it's dark, it's all these different things. You're not going anywhere. You're not moving. I'm not feeling a thing. I'll tell you what, God is doing his greatest work in your life. He just is. I mean, Sunday, I thank God. I see exactly where he's going to put us if he tarry. He's the God that tells you the appointment before you get there that he's going to send you into a trap. He does. But are you going to trust him? You think about all of those different places. I thank the Lord. Whether it was the fiery furnace, whether it was Daniel and the lion's den, they knew where they were going. They knew where that the word was going to take them. And they didn't say, well, Lord, I don't want to go here. I don't want to. They just, you take it from the hand of the Lord. And see, the Lord always has glory for you. Just like he always had glory for Israel. And the patience that he had with them and the long suffering he had with them. And he showed them time and time and time again. They went forward not because they wanted to go forward. They wanted to turn back. But God faithfully brought them forward time and time and time again until he finally sat them right in front of the promise. They were sitting right there and they never wanted to be there. Never. Every bit along the way, they murmured and murmured and murmured. And God was faithful. And you think about our lives, how much we have murmured. And yet here we are, sitting here collectively tonight, right at the promise. It's the truth. It's the same thing. That's his faithfulness. And this is what this is all about. This armor of God is trusting in his faithfulness, not because you don't have any. Lay it down. Lay it down. Any step I've ever made with God, it's because of him. Any time I've went forward and run in the race, praise God, it's because of him. And I thank the Lord. Grace wills it, and grace willed it for me. I want to just be a vessel, and I'm telling you, he's made me a vessel. I praise him for his grace and nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. I thank the Lord. It's a rejoicing to understand that within us is nothing good. Zero. Zero. It's the greatest rejoicing of my life because then my whole life, there's only one praise. It's to him. There's only one thanks I could give is to Jesus. I'm just almost beside myself tonight because it's real and it's alive. And I am what I am, Hagen, by the grace of God that's with me. And I know it. And I rejoice. And I come in sincerity before my Father and I just can tell him, oh, I praise the Lamb. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you so, so much for him. Everything, everything is in your Son. We are the workmanship of truth. Amen. We're his workmanship, isn't he truth? You're the workmanship of truth. So get over quitting trying and try to try. You're the workmanship of truth. You're truth's jewels. Truth's love can never depart. He's the truth. Amen. He is. Truth favors us. Think of that. You were made for him. You were made for truth. God favors us. We're favored of God. You're favored of truth. The truth is for you. The truth is for you. It's not against you. It's for you. The love of God, the love of the truth shall never depart your life. It's impossible. The truth leads, the truth guides, the truth directs. The truth alone is faithful. The truth is faithful to me. The truth is the faithful one. Even when I believe not, the truth abides faithful to me. The truth cannot deny itself. He's made me of Him. We're of Him. We're born of God. We're born of truth. We are of the Word. That's why we're forever. The truth performs it all. The truth will perfect that which concerns us. The truth called us. The truth. The truth chose us. The truth justified us. The truth glorified us. The truth finished it. Everything works together for my good because I love truth. Aren't you thankful you love the truth? Because the truth first loved you. Oh my. Everything works together for my good because I love the truth. I just love that. I'm the called according to truth's purpose. Isn't that something? We're the called according to truth's purpose. And I think, oh my, the truth and what we have in the truth, the word of His grace. We have the truth in love. We have the Spirit in truth, brothers and sisters. And we thank the Lord because of the truth. There is no law. And because of the truth, where there is no law, there is no sin. And then the liberty that the truth has given me. And that there is nothing but glory. And I so thank God, brothers and sisters, that we are girded about our loins with all truth. All truth. And in that all truth, we live victory. We live the life of full overcomers. Yes, we do. Because of all truth. And I thank the Lord, brethren, we are living as kings now. Because we have this whole counsel. Because truly, the Word lets us know. The Word lets us understand. And here is my life. I will have trouble in this world. But be of good cheer, Jesse. The truth has overcome the world. Aren't you thankful you love the truth? And all I can do is ask the Lord, I want more and more love for me. I want more and more love for you to love the truth and to grow in the knowledge more and more of how much the truth loves you. Amen. Amen. Let's stand, be dismissed. Praise God.